Morning. My name is Sandy Pullen. If you are visitors to the church, Pastor Jim is on vacation, and I think I volunteered for this. I got a call that, would you like to do the service? And I said, okay. And now I'm wondering what in the world I am doing. But I'm here. You're here. That was one of my things I had in my mind. Gee, I hope nobody comes today. It would be a good thing. So, I'm going to have to ask you to help me with something. The standing, when you're supposed to stand and sit, and I don't know if I know that for sure. So you can follow the foresters. They know. If you see them stand, that's when you're supposed to stand. Thanks, right? I have no announcements except for you to look at your little white insert. Evie has all the announcements on there. And the one thing I guess I would tell you is that on October 27th, we have our annual church bazaar. It's a fun time to come and buy. So we'll see you there. I guess we'll start the service. And if you look at your bulletin, we will have the opening hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, and Christ may live in your heart through faith.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Prayer for the day is, let us pray. Sovereign God, you have created us to live in a loving community with one another. Form us for life that is faithful and steadfast, and teach us to trust like little children, that we may reflect the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now the choir will sing their anthem.
Genesis 2, verses 18 through 24. Genesis 2 stresses that people are not meant to live in isolation, but in relationship. Out of love for humanity, God creates them, male and female, to provide companionship for each other and to become with each other one flesh. The Hebrew words are used here are ish, man, and isha, woman. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man shall be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner. So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all the cattle, and to the birds of the air, and to every animal of the field. But for the man, there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took out one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh." And the psalm for today is Psalm 8. Please read the bold print responsively, and where there is a bold R, repeat the refrain, "You crown us with glory and honor." O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You whose glory is chanted above the heavens, out of the mouths of infants and children, you have set up a fortress against your enemies, to silence the foe and the injured.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses.
What are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them? Human beings that you should care for them. You crown us with glory and honor.
Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them.
You have made them rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet.
All flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field.
The birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the sea.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You crown us with glory and honor.
Here ends the readings. Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
The gospel for today is from Mark 10, verses 2 through 16. Jesus announced and enacted in history the new reality of God's surprising activity. These two stories demonstrate this new reality. Women and children are accepted and valued, not dismissed as inferior to adult men. Some Pharisees came, and to test him, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What does Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let us no one separate." Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Please be ready to sing the sermon hymn, "You Are Mine," number 581.
Thank you.
morning. Like I told you before, this is a first for me. When Winnie called me and said they needed help with sermons for the two Sundays that Pastor Jim was gone, I said, yeah, I can do it. And she said, what Sunday do you want? And I said, well, I don't know. Who else is the other person? And she said, well, Wally will do a Sunday. And I said, well, let Wally have the choice. So he's next Sunday. So from then on, I've worked on this little sermonette. I procrastinated, did anything I could think of not to plan this, and then I thought, oh, well, I better get going here. What subject do I use? I read the gospel, and I thought, I don't think I want to talk about that. And then I found out that Pastor Jim chose that, so he can handle that. I worried, and then I thought, hey, maybe that's something I could talk about. Worry. Have you all worried? We probably all have. Worried and fretted. And I went online and, oh, my goodness. If you want to know about worry, just go online. It's page after page in every site that you can imagine. So many of you have been through terrible times. Loss of a child, a spouse, illness, loss of a job. All those could cause you to worry. Maybe you saw and felt the ground crumbling around you. I was hoping that as I did my research, and if I could present something to you this morning that could turn these times in your lives around so that you could get some joy and peace from them. I hope that I can give you some ideas that will help solve you some of your worries. Something happened this morning. I just found this out, and this is kind of weird. I read every morning, and one of the books that I read is Jesus Calling. Listen to what it was this morning. In order to hear my voice, you must release all your worries into my care. Entrust to me everything that concerns you. This clears the way for you to seek my face unhindered. Let me free you from fear that is hiding deep inside me. Sit quietly in my presence, allowing my light to soak into you and drive out any darkness lodged within you. Accept each day just as it comes to you, remembering that I have sovereign over your life. Rejoice in this day that I have made, trusting that I am abundantly present in it. Instead of regretting or resenting the way things are, thank me in all circumstances. Trust me and don't be fearful. Thank me and I and rest in my sovereignty. Now as I read my little sermon to you, you will see that I thought, oh my goodness, this is something that was meant to be. According to much of the material I read, the average American is in a bad mood from worrying about 110 days out of the year. And I don't know if that means all day or half day, but boy, that sure seems like a lot of grumpiness and unhappiness to me. Worry can actually be to your mind what pain can be to your body. If you look in the dictionary, worry means to torment or strangle. And isn't that exactly what it does? It robs us of energy and positive thinking. Worry probably doesn't do any good, and it probably doesn't help remedy anything. I also found that 40% of what we worry about is future possibilities that probably don't happen anyway. 30% is about the past that we can't change. 12% is about health issues. 10% of things that we worry about could just be left alone because they're petty. 8% is probably about health issues. And maybe that could be something that we could be concerned with. The other thing that came to mind is that we as Christians should know that if we really believe in God, He has told us to turn everything over to Him, and He will carry our burdens. I found that there are 7,000 Bible verses with reference to worry. Someone doesn't have enough time because they counted them. I looked up just a few. Matthew 6, 27, 29. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Proverbs 12, verses 25 says, worries weighs a person down, and encouraging words can raise your spirits. And in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray. Tell God what you need. With 7,000 verses in the Bible for us to read when we worry or feel anxious, I would think that alone would help us during our time of need. I also found three recommendations that people make that might help you through your problems. Number one thing that people say is trust in the Lord. Trust Him for the things that you can't control. We seem to think, or at least I seem to think, that I can control anything. And then when something happens that I can't, I start to worry and fret. We must remember that God is always in control. This doesn't come naturally for us, trusting God completely. I have a friend. Her name is Dee. Dee has a daughter, Dara, who is a nurse, but she had never really felt like she was doing what God wanted her to do. So about 6 years ago, Dara decided that she was going to join the Mercy Ship and go to Africa. The Mercy Ship, if you don't know, travels to Africa, sits out on the coast of Africa, and people that need surgery, mainly for cleft palates, come onto the boat and they do the surgery for the children. Well, while Dara was there, she had a life-changing moment. One day, the nurses and doctors from the boat went to a small village and serviced for other health needs, and this really touched Dara. But she had to go back to the ship, and then she had to travel home with the ship. And so she got home and realized that she could not leave Africa. Her soul was there. So she went back, and she became a nurse in a small community. And in this community, like most of Africa, there were a lot of AIDS. She became the nurse that took care of many of the people that were suffering from AIDS. And there was a mother that was dying of AIDS. And the mother had a little girl, and the little girl's name was Nettie. And while Dara was there, Nettie's mother died in Dara's arms. And her last wish was, Dara, you take Nettie and make her your own. Dara served out her time there and had to come home. And when she got home, of course, in her mind was Nettie. Nettie was back in Africa. Who knows what was happening to Nettie now that her mother was gone. So Dara stayed in the United States as long as she could, and now she's been back there for about 2.5 years, back with Nettie. She has Nettie. She has adoption papers for her. She will be bringing Nettie back to America. It's a long process. She has to stay there until the courts will let her come bring Nettie back. Is there worry in her mother, Dee and Dara? I talked to them, and I've read Dara's blog. There's not worry. They have turned everything over to God. God takes care of Dara every day with guards outside her house, night and day. She sleeps in nets so that the rats can't get in to her and Nettie, but God is taking care of their life. And Dee says she doesn't worry. She knows that God will take care of them. Putting God first is another thing you can do. If we're going to live without worry, God must be first in our lives. In doing this, we get rid of what is causing us stress. Many experts tell us to make a dump list. If you have a problem or a concern, you are not really giving it to God to work on it. You are spending your time trying to deal with it. Instead, turn it over to Him.
Another friend that I have told me that she has a list. She has a pad of paper. And then when she has a worry or concern, she writes it down. She's turning it over to God. She lets him take it and tries not to be bothered with it. One author said to keep yourself busy and pray while you work. Make a list. Make a list of things you have to do. And when you find yourself ready to worry, look at that list and get busy. Pray while you work. Time will pass, you will get your job done, and you will worry less. These lists are very interesting to read later and see just how much has been taken care of without you worrying. By doing this, you are turning everything over to God in your life. The third thing that I read and found that I think is going to be important to me is take life as it comes, take one day at a time, take it moment by moment and step by step, take it as God gives it. I've read some of Tony Dungy's wisdom, and he says, life is often like a stack of cards. You build up a stack of cards, and there's the bottom that everything rests on. An unexpected wind of change can come and collapse the whole thing. Change will come. What that means is you look forward to tomorrow and be ready for it because God is on your side. Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will have enough worries of its own. Here he is telling us to take one day at a time and believe in him. And if we do that, won't we have a good day? Thank you. And now it's time for the offering.
We bring for our food from the earth and nourish for our whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
As disciples of Christ Jesus, called to love and serve all people, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Holy Trinity, one God, you have joined us together as sisters and brothers in Christ. Heal the wounds dividing your church and make us better witnesses to your love for the world. God, in your mercy. God of Majesty, you formed every living creature and gave them the breath of life. Sustain us in all things with your powerful word that we cherish and care for all you have made. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guardian of the weak, we come to the aid of the powerless and vulnerable. Teach us and sisters and brothers around the globe to value all children, women, and men as people created in your image. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of boundless mercy, you know our human pain and suffering, man's broken relationships. Provide companionship for the lonely, draw near to the dying, and restore help to the sick. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of joy, your Son gathered children in his arms and blessed them. May we eagerly welcome children into this assembly and to your table, that they know your loving embrace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of our ancestors, we praise you for the prophets and saints who have spoken your word to us. Keep us in union with us until we are united in the kingdom of God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayers, faithful God, and renew us by your Spirit, that we may joyfully love and serve you and one another. Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Please join me in the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, and the Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and all that is seen and unseen. We being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you. May be seated. As I prepare the Lord's Supper this morning, I'd just like to invite everybody to come forward and receive the blessing. Our church believes that all may partake. And this morning we will be doing our communion by the intinction method, where you'll be served the bread, and you may dip the bread in either the dark-colored red wine or the lighter-colored grape juice. Let us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts towards those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Would you all please join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Is ready. The ushers will direct you. Is there this two of us doing communion this morning? I believe. Okay. So we will start.
Please join me in the prayer after communion. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of the gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our closing hymn is O Savior, Precious Savior, number 820.